Sit back, relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think I'm about to show you? The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Deadly.
Only a movie, you can say it again. Just wait till you see what I did at the end. The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to More Deadly, the Director's Cut. We speak with women-identified directors who are making the horror films we love so much. More Deadly is a trans-inclusive podcast where we celebrate the work of cis and trans women, as well as non-binary filmmakers who are comfortable being included in a space that centers the work of women. I'm your co-host, Rachel, and joining me today is my partner in pranking crime, back again after a brief hiatus. It's the one and only Ariel. Welcome back!
Hello! Should be partners in pranking crime more often. I feel like that should be our thing. Like, we need to start doing more pranks.
We haven't had a good prank in a minute, have we?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. We're gonna have to cook something up. We got to think of something.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, like right now, it's a shame you're not already in Montana because DJ is en route to Montana right now. No. We could have been cooking up a prank for our friend DJ, friend of the show, friend of us in real life, DJ.
No, and now that I've spent a little time with DJ in like real life, I would like to spend more time with him. This is probably something I should have realized while I was living in the same state as he was. But, you know.
Gee, if only someone was frequently encouraging you to hang out with DJ and have some fun. If only someone had the foresight to suggest it.
Yeah. You're smarter than me. I get it.
I didn't say that. I never have and never would say that. But I will say on this, I was right.
Yes, that is true.
I am brighter than you. I don't know that I'm smarter than you. I think you're smarter than me, but I'm brighter. So how have you been, girl? What's going on? How's life in the big Salt Lake? I don't know. What is the Big Easy equivalent of Salt Lake?
Like, I have no idea.
Like the big temple? How's life in the big temple?
Oh, God.
How's life in the big soda jerk? Like, these are the three things I know about
Here's the way that I'm going to describe to you how my last week has gone. Last night, I couldn't sleep, and I ended up watching that new 28 Years Later movie for the first time.
Okay.
Just very, very minor spoiler. There's this scene you get to in the movie where there's like art made out of bones.
Okay, I thought you were going to talk about a different scene. Okay, no. Go ahead.
And my first thought was, oh, that's so lovely that he has time to make art. And then the second it hit my brain, I was like, but he's also like in a zombie apocalypse and the art he's making is out of the bones of his friends. And that's really depressing. Yeah. But it seems
he's dragging rotted bodies back to boil the flesh off of them.
But my thought was, he has time for a hobby.
Oh, Ariel. So that's so dark.
I know. But other than that, my niece and Nibbling and their very close friend who I adore all came to visit me. And that was really wonderful. So
I love that.
Yeah.
That's good. Did you do anything fun while they were here?
We went to the aquarium, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. Got to see a lot of penguins and stuff. Mm-hmm. The sloths hid from me, which made me really sad. But there were lots of other very, very cute animals. We went to like the arboretum and the butterfly thing where they like you get to like hold the butterflies and feed them and stuff.
Amazing.
And we tried to go see like the big temple in downtown Salt Lake. And even though I've driven past it a million times, I didn't realize that it's like completely under construction and the whole thing is covered in scaffolding. Oh. So we got there and you can't even like look at it.
I assumed you put a toe over the door and it just burst into flames.
I mean, that's probably what would happen, to be honest. They do not want me anywhere near that place, I'm sure.
Well, the other thing that's happened since last time we talked is you had a birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Did you do anything fun on your birthday? Did you make any art? Did
No.
you do anything relaxing at all?
No. It was
Did you eat something delicious?
My family brought me some red velvet cake. So
okay,
I
Jesus
did.
Christ,
I didn't do that.
Okay, here's the thing: it's just birthday delayed. It's not birthday canceled. Sure. There's still time to celebrate.
Yes.
We're just going to celebrate like a decade's worth of birthdays next time I see you. I'm just going to bring you like 12 cakes and I'll be like, okay, eat them. And then I'm just going to watch you and it's not going to be weird. And I definitely won't film it and put it on the internet.
You're going to like start our career as mukbangers just by feeding me enormous amounts of cake. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing is you will be the mukbanger. I will be the producer and the Svengali behind the scene. Yeah. Yeah. I will be the acquirer of cakes. And then eventually I'm going to make you sit on the cakes and we're going to be rolling in the dough and also the cake.
Oh, good. That doesn't sound weird at all. Like, imagine if this is your first time listening to us talk.
I know. Well, listen, they'll appreciate that I have a business plan. I'm a business lady. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a full capitalist, but you know, we're all laboring under the system. So a girl's got to eat and a girl's got to eat cake, like, you know. So here you go.
Yes, let them eat cake.
Yeah, Samantha Christ is with us and he says, only cake.
Only cake. I actually think I like this better than that other patron's idea for only feet. So at least this way I get to eat cake, you know?
I do feel like that's right. We had a listener that like gave us a lot of suggestions for how we can make some money
with our feet.
Yeah. So on that note, what do you say we talk about our plans for today? Because, folks, we have a good one for you. I am so excited about today's episode because we, as you know, this is a director's cut. That means we are speaking with a director today. We are going to be speaking with someone we've actually spoken to once before on the show before, which is Mercedes Bryce Morgan, who previously directed Spoonful of Sugar. And this is her follow-up film, Bone Lake, which will be in theaters October... Again, for you to fix it. Sorry. I thought I had wrote this in my notes, but I did not. October 3rd, which will be in theaters on October 3rd. Very, very, very excited about this one. I will say this is one that I've seen a lot of buzz sort of in our social media.
Ecoverse?
No, that's not a word. Ecosystem. I've seen people because we're going to get into it in the interview, but like part of it is the marketing for this has been brilliant. Really leaning into the like more erotic thriller themes of this. So this is going to be a fun one. But before we get into that, in case people are new here, and I apologize for the opening 10 minutes of this episode
we're a mess, okay?
we are a little bit of a mess tonight. Ariel, how do we handle spoilers on the director's cut?
Okay, so director's cut, we do things a little bit differently. On our main show, eventually we get around to big spoilers, but we avoid them altogether if we can on director's cut. So Rachel and I are going to give you our non-spoiler review of this film before we get into the interview. In the interview, obviously, we're talking about some things more in depth, or this time, actually, it's just Rachel. And so there may be like little bits of spoilers there, but we're going to try our best to keep it pretty spoiler-free so that you can enjoy our review and the interview and then go check out the movie as soon as it comes out.
Absolutely. I will say we do talk about a few things sort of abstractly, but we both Mercedes and I did try our best to avoid spoilers as much as possible and talk around some things. So you should be fairly safe with this one. I do feel like you should be fairly safe with, unless you're very spoiler adverse, which I am. So no judgment, but, but yeah, you should be okay. You should be all right. Yeah. All right. Cool. Let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we'll get into what the film's about. We'll talk a little bit about Mercedes and we'll talk about our thoughts about the film. Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you get your pods, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.